No, so the last time we had talked, my wife had told me that she was done.
Right.
She wants a divorce. She wants to move out.
Right.
And literally this weekend, man, everything changed.
Really?
Friday, she went and talked to her mom, and she's going to go see a counselor.
Okay.
Friday night, we stayed up until about 1 o'clock in the morning just hanging out and having fun and talking. Saturday, we went to her mom's with my son. We went over there and swam all day, and then we got a babysitter for that night. We cooked out, had a bonfire, ended up sleeping in her parents' camper.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up the next morning, man. Went and bought a couple kayaks and went out on the lake for about 5 hours on kayaks and literally just sat there and talked.
Nice.
About everything. You know, she felt like she was neglected with me working full time plus running a lawn care business.
Sure.
And then also with her working full time, she just felt like we were grown apart.
Yeah.
And, you know, her whole life, instead of fixing problems or trying to work through them, she's always just ran. And she realized, you know, what she was doing, and she said that she doesn't want to run from this. She does nice. Love me. She doesn't ever want to leave me. So before this, we were talking about buying a house, and, you know, she's still wanting to do that. She just booked us a vacation to Gatlinburg in July because she wants us to get together nice. And just go out and spend a week together. Just have a good time. So yeah, it's been awesome, man.
Go ahead, Josh.
A lot of it was, man, she would come to me about certain things, you know, and I wouldn't understand. So, you know, sometimes I would get upset, and I think that's what pushed her away from communicating with me. And I think it was the same for me. You know, I would say things, or I would try to communicate some things, and either she would shut down or, you know, she would get upset, and I quit communicating to her. But now I understand. If I don't understand, then I just take a minute to try to really understand exactly what she's saying. Because
perfect. Yep.
if I just take it out of context, or if I don't really acknowledge what she's trying to say, then it will blow out of proportion. It's really weird because, like, my wife isn't, like, a really affectionate person. But, man, since Friday night, every night we go to bed, she holds me. I just lay there. And but Saturday night when we were in that camper or whatever, like, it's the best sex that we've ever had in our whole marriage.
Nice.
And, like, it's just been like a 180. And I think a lot of it is just my stupidity for not listening to her all this time. I just want to say one thing before we leave. So with all this going on, there was two people that I had reached out to from our group. Aaron Hook.
Uh-huh.
And the other guy was, let's see, I forgot his name.
Spencer, maybe?
I think it was me. I think it was me.
Yeah, I mentioned Thomas and then Scott Miller. And all those guys really helped me get through this. So I want to say thank you. But, man, there is a lot of guys there, man, that will, you can reach out to. Same with me. You're more than welcome to reach out to me anytime. I don't know that I have the answers for you all the time if you do need help. But there's a huge support group, man, and I really appreciate what they did for me. So thank you, Mike. Thank you, Thomas. So thank you all.